From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge explosion in Bangkok. At least 18 people have been killed and scores wounded in an explosion near a popular tourist site in the central part of the city. The blast hit the Ratcha Prasong intersection close to a Hindu shrine. Most of the casualties appear to be Asian tourists. These tourists from Europe were not expecting such an event in Thailand.
Going to like the main tourist areas, I would probably feel fairly unsafe, but personally, I'm not too worried about it.
Our honeymoon and our vacation will go on, but with a very unsafe feeling.
No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Hundreds of residents of Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosions, protested Monday. They're demanding the government compensate them for damage done to their houses. South Sudan's president, Salva Kiir, has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. His decision is the latest blow to peace talks between the government and rebels, sponsored by the East African bloc IGAD. Asked by VOA if this means the fighting in South Sudan will continue, a rebel spokesman said, apparently. The proposed agreement was signed Monday by rebel leader Riek Machar and the head of South Sudan's ruling party. Machar said the signing was not in vain.
I think the signing is meaningful. It's not meaningless. It is an expression that from our side, we want the war to come to an end. We want peace to prevail.
On the government's Twitter account, Mr. Kiir said, quoting now, "Peace that cannot be sustained cannot be signed." For more on that story and others, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The New York Times newspaper says the Obama administration has warned China about the presence of its law enforcement agents in the U.S., covertly pressuring prominent expatriates to return home. Victor Beatty takes a look.
The paper, citing anonymous American officials, says Beijing has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt and is part of President Xi's wider anti-corruption battle, which is popular with the Chinese public. The Times says the agents involved are from the Ministry of Public Security and are not in the country on official government business and likely entered the U.S. on tourist or trade visas. The Times says since 2014, more than 930 suspects have been repatriated, including more than 70 who have returned voluntarily this year. It says they are part of an international operation to hunt down economic fugitives and persuade them to return home. Victor Beatty, Washington.
Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of fueling tensions. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko denounced President Vladimir Putin's arrival Monday in Crimea. In a Facebook posting, Mr. Poroshenko called the Russian leader's visit to the Black Sea Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine last year, a challenge to the civilized world. Russia is dismissing as rumors reports that it hosted Iranian Major General Qasem Soleimani in July, despite a United Nations travel ban against him. The United States accuses Soleimani of being responsible for the deaths of 500 troops in Iraq and a failed attempt to assassinate the Saudi Arabian ambassador in Washington. Daniel Scherf reports.
During a news conference in Moscow Monday, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov dismissed the report of the alleged visit. Lavrov spoke after meeting with visiting Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. He said all commentaries on these rumors have been made, and there is nothing to add what he called a chain of suspicions from his American colleagues. The U.S. State Department said last week that Soleimani's reported trip violated the U.N. ban. A Russian deputy foreign minister on Friday rejected the statement, saying they earlier informed the United States they had no information of any visit. Daniel Scherf, Moscow.
Search and rescue crews are headed to the site of a remote mountain where an Indonesian passenger plane crashed on Sunday. A search plane has spotted the debris from the crash in the eastern province of Papua. The plane disappeared from radar screens shortly before it was to land after a short flight from Jayapura. The plane carried 54 passengers and crew, as well as nearly $470,000 in government funds to be distributed to poor families. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.